Hi, and welcome back to The Nest. I am so happy to see you all here today, is what I would say if we got to be together. I am disappointed that we can't be together in person, but I am so thankful for technology and for the opportunity to come to you today and hopefully offer you just a word of encouragement, a little bit of a challenge as we kind of navigate this new normal and social distancing and all the other new terminology that we have learned. Whether this extended spring break has been really sweet for you because your family's been home and you've gotten to spend time with one another, and the whole pace of life has slowed down, or whether this season has been really stressful for you because your whole family is together and you're spending a lot of time with them, or maybe it's more than that. Maybe it's been more than just a little stressful. Maybe you've lost a job, you've lost a loved one. This season, no matter what, has brought a lot of change for all of us. And so I thought it might be helpful today to just go to a familiar passage in Scripture and see what it has to remind us of about who God is and what He has for us. So we are going to open up to Matthew chapter 7. I encourage you to open your Bible and look at it with me. Don't take my word for it. I want you to open your Bible and look at God's word along with me. And we're going to read starting in verse 24. And this is the end of what we call the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus has delivered this long sermon to crowds of people, and this is the very end of it. This is what he's leaving them with. And so it's starting in verse 24. "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." Now, you probably learned a song like that if you went to church as a kid about the rains came down and the floods came up. I'm not going to sing it for you. That's not my job. But one of the main observations that I love about this passage and that we need to remember is that the storm goes to both groups of people, both the man who built his house on the firm foundation of Christ and the man who built his house on sand. The storm hits them both. Much like the storm that we've been weathering, the storm has hit all of us in different ways, certainly, but it has come for all of us. Change has come for all of us. And so it is important to pay attention to what Christ has for us in this. Now, the sand does not necessarily mean evil, wicked things. The sand is anything other than the Word of God. So it could be your family, it could be your job, it could be financial security, things that are good and are gifts from the Lord. But if we base our life on those, they start to wash out from under us when the storms come. And I don't know about you, but I have sought to build my life on Christ and on His Word. That has been my goal. And yet, when storms come, especially in this one, I have felt maybe just around the edges of my foundation, just a little bit of sand starting to sneak out. Or maybe you've noticed some cracks in your walls where your foundation has shifted ever so slightly. And for you, I don't know what that looks like. For me, it is a short fuse with my family, just anger a little bit faster than it should be, or more worry or sleeplessness or turning to things for comfort that are not meant to be there for our comfort, turning to things in excess that are meant to be in moderation. And so whatever it is for you, for me, it has been comfort and control. The loss of control and the loss of comforts that this storm has reminded me of, that just has shaken the foundation a bit. Now, I still have my feet firmly planted on God, but there's cracks. And so I want us to look at how do we rebuild when we recognize that there's cracks in our foundation. How do we rebuild? And there's three things I think that are important for us to remember. The first is that we need to recognize what is stressing us out. And I think we need to look at the fact that we are missing church. We're missing the nest. We're missing Bible study. I think a lot of us have used those to carry on with the construction analogy. We've used them as a bit of a retaining wall to hold our foundation together. We have our feet on Christ, but we're using Bible study and church and all that to kind of hold it there for us, to do the work of holding it together for us. And when those things went away, that's when we are able now to recognize where we weren't as solid as we thought we were. And so I want to encourage us to pay attention, to those things that are shifting a bit, to the cracks, to the short temper, those types of things in our lives. So recognize first, and then pay attention to what it is. Is it, I am stressed out right now, I'm feeling anxious because I'm not in control? Is it that I'm used to seeking comfort and this thing in my gatherings with my friends, that's normally my comfort, my rest, and I can't do that right now. And so I feel overly anxious. Just recognize those things. Pay attention to what your body is telling you. If you're exhausted at the end of your day, you wake up and your jaw hurts, your body is probably a little bit more nervous and anxious about things than you even realize. And so pay attention. Recognize what is stressing you out. And then look back at Matthew chapter 7 for just a second. Verse 24, and I just want, this is going to be our second point. Look at the very first part. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Now, just as the sand is not just evil things, but it's anything other than Christ, it's actually not just Christ, but more specifically, God's word. It is the word of God. It is hearing the words and doing them that actually plants your feet on him and shores up your foundation. And so our first step is to recognize what is stressing us out. And our second step is to remind yourself of truth. Remind yourself of truth over and over. And the truth is God's word. There's an old quote that I love that says, if you want to hear from God, read the Bible. And if you want to hear from him audibly, read it out loud. And so we go to God's word and we pour ourselves into it and we let God's word read us and let the Spirit speak to us about what it is that we are, where we are shifting. And we let him speak to us and challenge us and encourage us. But it is the character of God that gives us any sort of comfort when there's a storm. It is the character of God. And so we go to God's word to find out his character. That is where we get to know him. And so we go to God's word. We spend time with him. We read. And here's what else. It is not always going to be a magical, you sit down and you read a chapter and God just really speaks to the situation you're in and you walk away from your time in the word encouraged and blessed and ready for the day. It doesn't always feel like that, and that's okay. That doesn't mean it was a waste of your time. We need to quit looking at this word of God as a debit account. Jen Wilkin compares it to a debit account where we're constantly taking stuff out. And look at it more as a savings account where we build up this knowledge of the word of God so that when storms come, then we have a storage of knowledge of the character of God and who he is to draw on. And so we go to God's word. We remember the character of God. Think about some of the old hymns that maybe you know, maybe you don't, but just a couple of beautiful lines. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. That is from this passage. Or what about this one? Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. So while our whole world has changed in the last 6 months, our God has not changed. His compassions have not changed. His love for us has not changed. His control has not changed. And so while we lose control and we start to panic, we can actually thank God for this shifting in our foundation so that we can recognize it and begin to rebuild and shore up those places and remind ourselves of truth. He has always been the same, and he always will be, and he can be trusted. Another way to remind yourself of truth is to memorize scripture so that this is the, so I, in the shower, that is tends to be the place that I go to rehash every conversation I've had since like third grade or so. I just sit in there or I stand in there and I just, man, I wish I would have said that, or I should have said that, or I wonder if I did it this way, if it would have gone differently. Or I prepare conversations for the next day. You know, I'm going to talk to this person tomorrow. I think we'll probably talk about this, and then she'll say this, and I'll say this, and she'll say, and I can't plan a whole script in my head that they inevitably do not stick to, which is frustrating. But that is the place that my mind can start to kind of spiral on past things, on future anxieties, and it just starts to spiral. So one of the things that I've done, obviously I can't stand in the shower with my Bible and be reading God's Word, but I have taken pieces of paper and I've taped them to the outside of the glass so that I'm washing my hair and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm freaking out about this certain situation. And I can turn and look at the shower glass and be like, you know what? No, I'm just going to practice my verses. So instead of my shower time being frantic anxiety, my spiral brain time, it is now scripture memory time. And I step out of that shower more refreshed, feeling less panicky and anxious and more grounded in God's word. And so that might be a technique for you. I know people who put a frame in front of their sink so that if it gets splashed, it's okay, but they're constantly changing out the verse that's in there so that they can memorize scripture and meditate on it throughout the day. Also, hopefully you've signed up. We're doing these temporary tattoos where we're going to memorize scripture together. A lot of the women are going to be memorizing the same verse through temporary tattoos. If you didn't sign up for that, just write it on your arm. To get a Sharpie and write it on and join us as we memorize scripture together. But memorize scripture. That is one way to remind yourself of truth. Then during the middle of the day, your kids are running around, they're being wild, you can just like practice your verses in your head, and it'll root you and ground you and put that, shore up your foundation. Now, another way we can remind ourselves of truth is just to help remind our kids of truth. And so there are so many times that as I'm saying it out loud to my kids, it's something I needed to remember as well. And so my kids call them Darth Vader breaths, because we heard that somewhere and I was like, that's great. And so I tell them, take a Darth Vader breath, and they're like, and then we're able to talk about, okay, what is so sad right now? What is causing you so much frustration? I help them recognize, like we talked about, recognize what it is that's stressing you out. Are you scared because you're not in control? Are you scared because you want that and you don't have it right now and waiting is hard? And then remind them of truth. Listen, mommy loves you. I want what's best for you. And so if I don't give it to you right away, there's a reason for that. And so I can remind them of truths about me, but then also be pointing them to God and point them to scripture. Remind them that God loves them and he's always with them, because just as much as it's the storm has hit us, it has hit them and their whole worlds have turned upside down too. And so we want to be the type of mamas that can point them to scripture in the moment, and in every breath we're pouring out prayer and praise and scripture to them. And so instead of maybe some foul words and tempers coming out when the Google Chromebook doesn't turn on and the network's not working and they're supposed to be on their Zoom call for school and being frustrated with the technology, what if in that moment we modeled taking a Darth Vader breath and then, okay, Father God, you know, and you're in control of this technology, and you're in control of our education, and you've got us. And thank you for that reminder. Amen. Now your kid feels comforted. You feel comforted. You've been reminded of it in context. It just is a way to model that for your kids, as well as remind yourself of truth. And then the last thing, so we recognize what is stressing us out. We remind ourselves of truth, and then we rest. Rest in the character of God in the midst of the storm. If everything around us goes wrong, on Christ the solid rock we stand, and he has not ever changed, and he will not ever change. He has been the same forever. He has been loving and gracious and slow to anger. And he has spoken to us in his word. And where it says the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And so we go to his word and we rest in his character. And I want to share with you the verse that we're going to be memorizing this month with our temporary tattoos is Psalm 91, verse 1. And it says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty." And now there are some things in there that are about us, that we are to dwell in him, that we will abide in him. But pay attention to what it says about him. He provides shelter. He is the Most High. He is not just our buddy. He is the Most High God, and he loves you, and you are in the shadow of his care. You're in the shadow of the Almighty God. He has got us, ladies. He's got us. He's got our kids. He's got education figured out already. He's got what church is going to look like and whether masks are going to last forever and whether we're going to get sick and whether our loved ones are going to get sick. He knows and he sees and he is in control. This COVID corona storm that we're facing has not blown him off his throne. His foundation has not been rocked by this. He knows and he loves us. And so let's remember that. And let's remember to be thankful for the retaining wall when we have it of church and the nest and Bible study and all those wonderful things. But let's also recognize that the vast majority of Christians throughout history and even today have not had those things. But what we have is the Word of God. And this is where we need to root ourselves. And so whether we can be at church together doing that or just at home, root yourself in the Word of God, plant your feet on him, and he will give you the rest that you need in your spirit and in your soul because he's in control and he is our comfort. And so we're so looking forward to hopefully getting back together soon. And we're thankful for this time to be with you on technology, on Zoom, on Facebook, on all the things. And so we're thankful for this time with you. And we hope to see you in person soon.